From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The sounds here of Israeli police firing tear gas at Palestinian protesters in Bethlehem today, as the so-called Day of Rage, called for by Palestinian factions, got underway. So far, at least one Palestinian has been killed. That number is expected to go up. This comes after U.S. President Donald Trump's declaration this week that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and the U.S. plans to move its embassy there. Protests are being held Friday across the Middle East and in Muslim-majority countries around the world. Thousands rallied Friday in front of the U.S. embassies in Kuala Lumpur and Jakarta, where they shouted, "Death to Trump and death to the U.S. Muthiah Hussein was protesting in Indian-controlled Kashmir.
We were protesting against the establishment of Jerusalem as an official capital of Israel, and it's a tyrannical step, a step that has created a backstabbing in the whole Muslim Ummah, and it's here we are trying to awaken the whole Muslim community and bring them together to fight this tyrannical step with full impulse, with full force.
Trump's announcement defies decades of diplomacy in the quest to bring peace to Israel. Jerusalem has been one of the biggest stumbling blocks in that quest. The United Nations Secretary General has expressed outrage following an attack on UN peacekeepers in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. That attack killed at least a dozen Tanzanian peacekeepers and injured 40 more. "I condemn this attack unequivocally," Antonio Guterres said. "These deliberate attacks are unacceptable and constitute a war crime." In Washington, this is VOA News. Firefighters continued to battle several wind-fueled wildfires in Southern California today, including a new, rapidly expanding blaze that erupted north of San Diego. Over the past 5 days, the fires have destroyed at least 500 structures and forced about 200,000 people to evacuate their homes. More than 5,700 firefighters, accompanied by helicopters, are spraying and dumping water and fire retardant to slow the spread of the 6 large wildfires and other smaller blazes that have erupted since Monday. The fires are being stoked by westward Santa Ana winds and stretch between areas along the Pacific coast from Los Angeles to Santa Barbara County. Britain and the European Union have reached a preliminary agreement on Brexit, this after a week of intense negotiations. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker announced the deal on Friday. British Prime Minister Theresa May:
"I very much welcome the prospect of moving ahead to the next phase, to talk about trade and security, and to discuss the positive and ambitious future relationship that is in all of our interests."
EU leaders meet in Brussels next week and are likely to endorse the agreement. Democratic Senator and ex-comedian Al Franken has announced that he plans to quit the Senate in the coming weeks, this after a string of sexual harassment allegations.
"Serving in the United States Senate has been the great honor of my life. I know in my heart that nothing I have done as a senator, nothing, has brought this honor on this institution."
His speech came a day after nearly 30 Democrats called on him to resign. He is so far the most prominent lawmaker to resign amid a wave of misconduct claims against high-profile figures. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the United States will not lift sanctions against Russia until Moscow withdraws its forces out of eastern Ukraine and Crimea. Mr. Tillerson met with his Russian counterpart Thursday on the sidelines of a meeting of foreign ministers in Vienna. Tillerson accused Russia of arming, leading, training, and fighting alongside anti-government forces.
"Our first priority is to stop the violence in East Ukraine so that we can begin a process of implementing the elements of the Minsk Accord that the parties have agreed."
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that all of the responsibility lies with Ukraine. And Australia has formally approved same-sex marriage. A bill legalizing the practice overwhelmingly passed Thursday in the House of Representatives. The new law takes effect next month. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.